Well, yes, you heard it there. It's another extension. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that negotiations will continue with Britain beyond tonight's deadline in efforts to broker a post-Brexit trade deal. She spoke after a phone call with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson just a couple of hours ago. And here is what she said.
Despite the exhaustion after almost 1 year of negotiations, and despite the fact that deadlines have been missed over and over, we both think that it is responsible at this point in time to go the extra mile.
Well, let's see what this is all about. Irish Times Europe correspondent Naomi O'Leary is on the line. Naomi, clearly this was a determination by Boris Johnson and Ursula von der Leyen that it is worth continuing, that it is, quote, the responsible thing to do, even after a difficult week with little progress. What do we know about that phone call and what it means now?
Well, I think what it reflects is that the not being able to reach a deal would have very severe consequences, above all for the UK, but also, of course, for the EU side, with Ireland being the most affected country in the bloc. And so there is a determination to find a way through if possible, though the hour is very, very late, with just weeks remaining until this deal would have to be in place. Because remember, it's not just that it needs to be agreed, but it needs to be actually implemented and also ratified. And there are limits after which it becomes very difficult for such a thing to be in place. But now that, you know, with this, the fact that they're talking is a positive thing. And there's also, you know, there's some discussion as to whether there could be some kind of extension in all but name, where the implementation of the deal would be given some time to take effect.
Okay, and of course, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will be relieved. He was saying this morning that with any bit of energy we have left, we must focus on negotiating a deal. But do you think that this means that the EU will give any more on the key issues? Will the negotiators be able to alter their red lines?
Fundamentally, no. But with trade deals, you can sometimes find some language that allows both sides to claim a victory. And that's what they're looking for here. Ultimately, what the EU doesn't want is to give Britain more advantages than its own member states when it comes to the single market. And Britain has been pushing for that because that's the rationale for Brexit, is to get a better situation than they had before. And the EU is very unwilling to provide that because it would kind of undo the rationale for having a single market in the first place, which is that it's supposed to benefit its members, not people who aren't a member of it. So, you know, they're going to try and find a formulation. My understanding is that the most contentious remaining issue is about how to ensure fair competition between companies, where if the UK could cut standards on things like labour rights, environmental rights, and therefore be able to make things cheaper than their UK EU counterparts, then the EU isn't willing to give them free, equal terms in terms of access to the single market, because they would get a permanent competitive advantage over EU companies. So the big sticking point now is, how do you ensure that there are comparable standards going forward in time? So the UK obviously wants the autonomous power to set its own rules, but the EU is insisting that they can't grant free access into the single market without some way of guaranteeing that fair competition will continue into the future. And that requires some sort of governance mechanism.
Right. That's where they're going to have to get creative, as Taoiseach Micheál Martin was saying this morning. Naomi O'Leary, thank you very much for bringing us up to date.